Senate Bill 66 is the bill that we're talking about, Senator Schatz's bill on workers' compensation. And I voted against this bill. What it does is, after a certain amount of time, once an injured party has been taken care of as well as they can be, even if their disability will continue on forever in their lives, but once it has reached the maximum medical benefit that can be achieved through treatment process, then the disability benefits are cut off. So I voted against this bill because I believe that people need to be taken care of. And in some injuries that occur on the job have lifetime ramifications. And we want to make sure that the people that are injured are well taken care of so that they can live a decent life. Even when their medical benefits have sort of maxed out in terms of health-wise what can happen, it doesn't mean these people don't need additional support and help going forward. So voted against Senate Bill 66, which did pass through the Senate. We also spoke this weekend on the Uber bill, Uber and Lyft, to find ways to ensure that we are providing other kinds of transportation options in addition to our taxi cab services. And that bill has been going on discussion for a couple of days. People are, you know, strongly on different sides of this issue and trying to get a bill in place that ensures traveler safety, that ensures that the consumers who access Uber or Lyft or taxi cabs are safe when they get into those vehicles and leave those vehicles. There's information about insurance and the variations between insurance for those individual Uber drivers versus taxi cabs, and trying to create a level playing field in terms of where these services will go to in our communities around the state, that everybody has access. And again, making sure that safety is taken care of, that insurance is taken care of, and that people can feel confident when they hail a cab or call for an Uber car to come and get them. Interestingly, during the discussion, one of the items that came up was put forward by Enterprise Leasing to take away any fees that might be charged on rental cars. Enterprise and the sponsors of those different amendments claim that rental cars fit under the category of TNCs. And Senator Sylvie got up and sort of preempted me. I was going to call a point of order because I think that rental cars fall under a different category than taxi cab services or other kinds of driver services. Senator Sylvie put it so aptly when he said, this reminds me of a Sesame Street question or riddle. One of these things is not like the other. Thought that was a very clever way of putting it. The rental car amendments did not get put onto the Senate bill as it moved through the chamber. Finally, wanted to talk a little bit about two hearings that I had on two of the bills that we are trying to move forward. One is the Family Medical Leave Act bill. It was heard in Senator Leibla's committee. Senator Leibla is not a fan of that paid earned family medical leave bill, but we had testimony from all the people who have worked so hard to move this bill forward, which includes SLU law professors and the SLU Law Clinic and students and staff from SLU who have worked so hard with us to craft a really good, thoughtful bill, who, along with us, brought in a group of business owners and HR people from companies big and small around the area to go through the legislation with us. We learned a lot from them about Family Medical Leave Act bills that are in place now and how the bill that we originally crafted would impact their businesses. We took from them the information that we gathered and recreated and recrafted our bill to make it an even better, stronger bill and to overcome pretty much all of the concerns that they had with the legislation. So we were happy that Senator Leibla gave us a hearing on the bill. We had almost overwhelming testimony in favor of the bill. We had testimony from the Missouri Chamber in opposition to the bill, but only in a minor fashion. They are supportive, I would say, of the idea, but had some specific small areas that they were concerned about that we are looking forward to working with them as we try to get this bill to move forward. It doesn't look as if Senator Leibla's committee will be the place that it will go forward this year, but we're hopeful that with the feedback we got this year, we can make it a stronger bill, a better bill next year. Again, it is employee paid so that people can take up to 6 weeks off work when needed for the birth of a child, for the adoption or foster care of a new child, for when a family member is deployed and other people need to step in and take care of some business around the home. When a person is medically sick, he or she can take time off. When they have a family member, from a child to a parent or other close relative, that they need to care of for up to 6 weeks. Certainly you can take it for less time, but these are the areas where we would allow for this pool that's created by employees in the state paying into it. This pool would be utilized applies to pay a person's salary when they need to take off work for those very specific reasons. So we've gotten a lot of positive feedback on it and hope to move it forward next year, if not this one. You may recall that early in session, we talked about the fact that Speaker of the House Todd Richardson had on his list of priorities a Family Medical Leave Act piece of legislation. I think his would deal with state employees. We think this is such a good idea for both family values and economic development, a wonderful benefit for employees who come to work in the state of Missouri, that we want to put it forward for all Missourians. And again, the expense not to the employer, but to the employee. And let me give you an idea of what I mean by that. If you are an employee in the state of Missouri earning $50,000 a year, your cost on an annual basis into the pool would be $125. So it's a one-time annual cost of $125 against a $50,000 salary. And when you need the time for one of those reasons that I just mentioned, you would be able to take up to 6 weeks paid leave in order to take care of yourself and or your family. And finally, we had our hearing on putting generators in nursing homes, and members of different fire departments had come and spoken to us, current and retired, had come and spoken to us about this bill. We had testimony in favor of this bill. This is a tax credit for nursing homes that currently do not have generators or need to significantly upgrade their generators to get up to 50% of the cost if they do it within a certain amount of time, up to 50% of the cost provided back to them through tax credits. The reason we want to do this is that people who go into our nursing homes are medically fragile individuals. And should the power go out like it did several years ago in St. Louis for, I would say, 6 days during the winter in some areas of our community, 5 days during the summer, medically fragile people being moved out of their nursing home in a very shortened amount of time creates additional health problems and concerns for those people. So if you imagine a person on oxygen or a person who has Alzheimer's moving out quickly to a new environment without family members being able to be there in support and in an environment of a little bit of chaos, it's a real problem and it further diminishes people's poor health. So the fire department people are the people who originally came to me with this legislation and said, we have got to find ways to either keep people in their homes at the nursing home or healthcare facility, or give us a little bit more time to get them acclimated to where we need to take them, maybe to have family members present if we need to remove them because the power is out for a long period of time. It also would help provide medically necessary items such as access to oxygen should the power go out in a home. So that's a bill that we hope will move forward as we progress, maybe not through this legislative session because it's already late to be hearing bills for the first time. But we're hopeful that this gets us started and gets us a jump start on talking about this legislation in the next legislative session. That's it from here. Thank you again, and I look forward to talking to you soon.